Christmas. So please come and join us. Please also note that we have a number of things upcoming, so please note the two family learning opportunities that are coming. Please also note that next Sunday, the 27th, only one service, 10 a.m. One service at 10 a.m. And then I am to remind folks that the fundraiser for the PF trip to Appalachia, you can pick up your coffee out in the atrium immediately following service. And then to all folk, don't forget to go up to coffee hour. Or no, coffee hour today will be in the Friendship Lounge, I think. We were talking about it because of yesterday's funeral. I can't remember if we're up or down. We'll figure that out. There'll be somebody directing traffic immediately following. But please stay in fellowship together. And then just a few brief prayer requests to hold as we're going through service today. Over the weekend, we had three funerals in 24 hours. We celebrated Elizabeth Brinkel, who died December the 9th in Waukesha, and her service was held in Waukesha. Elizabeth was 98 years old. Ken Wittig, who passed away on the 8th of December, his service was held yesterday at Luther Manor. He was 86. And then Stu Davis's service was held here yesterday. He died last Sunday. Stu was just 60. In our prayers, please remember Therese and Elijah Ramsayer and family as they mourn the loss of their mother and grandmother Cynthia. Dana Getter and family as they mourn the loss of her father. Margie Idzikowski and family as they mourn the loss of her mother-in-law Dorothy. Doris Nalinski and family as they mourn the loss of her sister Connie Damian Sutherland. And then please keep in your prayers George Kapke, recovering at home. Harry Cook, Evelyn Stenson, who's in hospice care, Art Cluddy, First Lieutenant Rob Meyer, son-in-law of the Royces, serving in Kuwait with the U.S. Army Reserves, Verna Reich, Madeline Legler, sister of Chris Case and daughter of Joanne Norris, as she undergoes chemotherapy, and Marlene Sternberg, who is just, recovering from brain surgery. So please remember all of these folks in your prayers and their families, especially the families of those who have passed away. It is hard to lose a loved one in this season of the year. And so let us continue to hold these folks in our prayers and surround them with our love, because that's the whole point of keeping Christmas. Now, let us worship God.
Thank you. first candle of Advent is the candle of hope. The second is the candle of peace. The third is the candle of joy. The fourth is the candle of love. We light this candle to remind us how Jesus, the light of the world, came to show us God's love. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for your gift of love shown to us perfectly in Jesus Christ our Lord. Help us to prepare our hearts to receive his love. We ask in the name of the one born in Bethlehem. Amen.
Thank you.
let us stand. Beloved in Christ, we come by this service to prepare ourselves to hear again the message of the angels, and to go in heart and mind to Bethlehem, and to see the loving kindness of our God and the babe lying in a manger. Let us therefore open the Holy Scriptures and read the earliest tale of that disobedience to God's holy will, which is common to us as well. And then the story of the birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to save us from our sins and make us pure and happy. And let us thank him with our carols of praise. But first, let us pray for the needs of the whole world, and especially for peace and goodwill among all people, that they may learn to love one another as children of one God and Father of all. And because this would most rejoice his heart, let us remember before him the poor and helpless, the cold, the hungry and the oppressed, the sick and them that mourn, the lonely and the unloved, the aged and the little children, and all who know not the Lord Jesus, or who love him not, or who by sins have grieved his heart. Lastly, let us remember before God all those who rejoice with us, but upon another shore and in a greater light, that multitude no one can number, with whom in this Lord Jesus we evermore are one. These prayers and praises let us humbly offer up to the throne of heaven in the words that Christ himself has taught us. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
The Almighty God bless us with divine grace. Christ, give us the joys of everlasting life. And under the fellowship of the citizens above, may the King of Angels bring us all. Amen.
God announces in the Garden of Eden that the seed of woman shall bruise the serpent's head. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat?
And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. foretold by Isaiah. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Thanks be to God.
Shown. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. With righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove the equity for the meek of the earth. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf, and the young lion, and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the sucking child shall play in the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. salutes the Blessed Virgin Mary. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then Mary said unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
St. Matthew tells of the birth of Jesus. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with the child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call him named Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Thanks be to God.
shepherds go to the manger. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them in heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. wise men are led by the star to Jesus. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people.'" Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
St. John unfolds the great mystery of the Incarnation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Thanks be to God.
Bye.
Lord Jesus, child of Bethlehem, who in love made humankind, create in us love so pure and perfect that whosoever our heart loves may be after thy will, in thy name, and for thy sake. Amen. Before I ask you to stand for the benediction, on behalf of my colleagues and of the whole staff of First Church, we want to wish you all the best that this coming week brings. If you will not be with us on Christmas Eve, if you'll be traveling, travel with safety and be blessed. Stand now, please, to receive the benediction. May the one who by his incarnation gathered into one things earthly and heavenly fill you with the sweetness of inward peace and goodwill. And the blessing of God, the love of Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit remain with you always. Amen. Go forth in peace and joy.